You're listening to Raphael Epstein.
Josh Nelson is here, our film guy. You can check out his blog at filmology.com. That's film with a PH. Josh, welcome.
Thank you very much.
Good to have you here. Now, you know, police in films, they usually sound a little bit, well, they used to when we were growing up. They sounded like...
Crime. The city was full of it.
Hey! Free TV!
Desperate measures were needed.
Want you to go to the police academy.
The police academy is such a dangerous place.
Honey, don't worry.
Desperate measures were taken.
I'm joining the police force!
The mayor says we have to take this riffraff.
I'm trapped here?
Hell yes. We all are.
Police Academy, you know it well. Now, Josh, we are talking about a film that could not be further away from Police Academy. If you couldn't conceive of anything that is less like Police Academy yet still containing police. Tell me what you thought of Police. I had a word to the director. We'll play some of that later. Tell me about Police.
This is a film that I saw last year at the Melbourne International Film Festival, and for me this was probably the pick of the festival, and I'm glad it's finally got a release in Melbourne, in sort of broader Australia. Look, it's a French film. It's an ensemble cast. It's about a child protection unit working in Paris. And look, this is just a truly remarkable film. There's so much to appreciate about this film. Look, one of the things that stood out immediately was the structure of the film, that it doesn't, it's not one of those very American TV show or American kind of cop film that has, you know, one cop, one case, and it's just that one case, and then it gets solved and everyone leaves the cinema happy. This is really about the kind of the daily grind and how this awful job of these group of people dealing with sort of sexual assaults and crimes against children deal with just this grind of their work. And the structure replicates that, the way in which cases sort of come and go. We don't really get a sense of resolution. We see how, you know, the highs and lows, like one case might get resolved and suddenly they're all out sort of partying and drinking and living it up, and then they're just, you know, hitting rock bottom again the next day. This is a really remarkable film, and look, the performances in this film are just stunning.
Yeah, they're amazing. They're amazing. But it is, look, I should caution people, it's a great film. It's spelt, by the way, P-O-L-I-S-S-E. It's a child's spelling of the word police. It is pretty far from a date film. I really did experience this as a sock in the mouth. Like, it's an extraordinarily punishing thing to watch. We did have a word to the director before we play you a bit of that. She's an interesting story herself. If you've seen Luc Besson's The Fifth Element, you'll remember the alien opera singer. She plays that character when I think she's still a teenager. Crucially, the interesting thing is she had a child with Luc Besson when she was 16 years old. And the one thing I was told when she came into the studio was I wasn't able to ask her any personal questions. So here's someone who had a child when she was 16 with a famous film director making a film about the child protection unit. Make of that what you will, I couldn't ask her about it. But this is a little bit of what the director of Police, Maiwen, had to say when I interviewed her a few weeks ago.
First of all, I was surprised to notice that the black humor that I have, in reality, it's not just humor. It's just their own arms that keeps away the misery.
It creates a distance.
Exactly.
It's pretty dark. That
exactly.
Humor's
and
disturbing.
It's like if, even myself, I was using this black humor after 3 days.
That's Maiwen, the director of Police. Did you find it a hard film to watch, Josh?
It is. The thing about that, just getting back to that issue about the structure, it works on the audience as well, because it doesn't give the audience a kind of an easy out or
yes,
a time to kind of get a sort of reprieve from what's going on. So, you know, you slowly work yourself into the film. And it's quite clever because Maiwen, the director, appears as a character in the film, and she's a photographer who's sort of been aligned with the group to take photos for a separate project.
Yeah.
And she's really the audience's point of identification. They're sort of
it works quite well, doesn't
the
it?
Naivety.
It's a good device.
Yeah, so the audience have a point of identification in the story as well. But you know, what she was just talking about there, that the sense of humour, you catch yourself at times laughing at things that really you shouldn't, but then you understand that for them it's all sort of survival mechanism. You know, it really is that, you know, these people are, how do you even comprehend the kind of stuff that they have to deal with? And that's what I loved about the personalities in this film, the way in which you see the conflicts and the fissures sort of rupturing between not only the various co-workers, but also their personal lives as well.
Yeah.
I had one very minor criticism. It's almost not not worth mentioning, but I found the end of the film a little bit overly dramatic, the final sort of scene, given how restrained so much the rest of it is. And look, this is a really intuitive film, intelligent, because it doesn't indulge the sort of the voyeuristic aspects. It's not the kind of crime porn that we see on TV, like that NCIS and that stuff where they sort of revel. This film really avoids that, and I think that, you know, it deserves a lot of credit for taking a different route with this film.
774 ABC Melbourne, coming up to about 8 minutes to six. I do want to hear, though, I can't actually think of any other police film that is this grueling, except Pete's texted in Bad Lieutenant with Harvey Keitel. That's a pretty grueling experience as well. 1-300-222-774 if you've got another good cop film. I don't know, maybe you want to mention Beverly Hills Cop. We're talking about Police, which is a French film, P-O-L-I-S-S-E. One more thing I'd say about it. Having watched quite a few Hollywood blockbusters, this is a million miles away from that. It's gritty. It really is. I mean, it seems like a documentary. If someone said to you it was a documentary, you would almost believe them. Patrick's calling with a good police film, though. Hi there, Patrick, calling from Geelong.
Yeah, that's right. G'day, Jim. So the film I want to talk about is a French film as well from the late 60s, early 70s, called Un Flic. It's about a train robbery and a policeman investigating it. Richard Crenna is the token American star for the American market, but there's 20 minutes in this movie when the robbery takes place on the train where there's no dialogue and you're absolutely on the edge of your seat watching it happen.
Right.
It's a brilliant, brilliant film.
Okay, nice one, Patrick. Thank you very much. Look, I should read out a few of your text messages. Blue Streak with Martin Lawrence.
Oh, God, no.
No, Josh didn't like that one. Sorry, Nathan. Favourite cop films, Training Day and The Other Guys. That's from Paul in Croydon. Someone's got Blade Runner as a cop film. Almost, Gav. Kind of almost. Internal Affairs, Andy Garcia, Richard Gere, maybe?
Yeah, it is, I think. Why has no one mentioned Lethal Weapon? Come on. The first one's a great film.
No, it's a terrible film. Look, keep your best cop films coming through. But we just need to pause the entire world right here, right now, because there is a film screening next week at the Astor. All I need to do is play you a little bit of the soundtrack. Oh, and all of a sudden I'm an 11-year-old boy. I do want to take this chance to ask a question. When I saw this film five or six times at the cinema when I was in junior high school, there was a short on before it about a boy who sold insurance for the other boys in the school who were caned. If anybody remembers that short, knows the name of it, I'd appreciate a call, 1-300-222-774. I only mention that because Raiders is on at the Astor. Josh, quickly.
Wow, what an amazing film. I have a fascinating story about Raiders of the Lost Ark. I saw it 10 years ago at the Astor. It was on a double with The Mummy, and it was completely sold out, top and bottom. And you know that lovely moment where he pulls out his gun and the guy's sort of rotating the sitar at the other end of the
sword.
And
the sitar's a musical.
Yeah, well, there you go. I've got a cold. That's the one I'm looking for. Jeez, it's a Friday. And he shoots him, you know, this sort of quick confrontation. The entire audience leapt up and cheered. And this is what it's like seeing it again at the Astor. And it's on for a week. I love every frame in this film. I think it's probably close to Spielberg's best film, with a possible exception of E.T. It's easily, I think, John Williams' greatest score. I love the score in this. And Lawrence Kasdan deserves a lot of credit for the script. And I think I'd forgotten just how good the dialogue in this film is.
It hurts here.
The self-effacing kind of dialogue. Yeah. That scene you just started quoting, the bit where he says, it's not the years, it's the mileage. I love it. You know, it's so beautiful. This is a perfect nostalgia film. I can't think of any film which holds a greater nostalgic value for me in terms of Raiders of the Lost Ark.
The beginning of the hero that got beaten up and didn't pop up after a fight wearing a tuxedo. So, look, Raiders of the Lost Ark, the re-release season on at the Astor. We are still, though, talking cop films. Dave's called in from Geelong. Hi, Dave.
Hi, how you going, Rav?
Good.
Best movie ever, cop movie, was Serpico with Dustin Hoffman, I reckon.
Yes. Serpico is Al Pacino, isn't it? Where's the undercover cop?
Al Pacino, yeah.
Yeah, you know, and he lives in the groovy apartment sort of beneath the others, and he kind of lives in the groovy hip Greenwich Village. He's the streetwise cop.
That's right.
Love it. Nice one, Dave. Enjoyed that one when I saw that. Thank you very much. Raiders of the Lost Ark is on at the Astor. Police is on at Palace Cinemas around town. Just a few more of your text messages. Bullet with Steve McQueen, yes. Can I mention the conversation with
Gene Hackman?
With Gene Hackman, nice. And Enemy of the State, its kind of sequel. They're almost. Almost cop films?
Well, they count, I think.
They count. There's kind of, you know, Pursuits, Police. Payback, Mel Gibson. I always found Payback way too violent, but there you go. Infernal Affair. Now, actually, Infernal Affair is the Hong Kong film that Internal Affairs was based on, I think.
Or no, that Martin Scorsese remade as The Departed.
I'm sorry, The Departed, you're right.
Which
sorry.
Is an amazing film. That was really Scorsese's return to form, I think, that one.
That one, best film?
It did, finally. Almost. He finally got his just desserts.
There you go. Josh Nelson, you can find it at filmology.com with a PH. Thanks, Josh.
Pleasure as always.